This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're a soccer fan, and full disclosure, I am, you probably already know we're in the second round of the Major League Soccer playoffs, MLS being the biggest professional U.S. soccer league. The Los Angeles Football Club, LAFC to its fans, plays crosstown rival LA Galaxy tonight. The thing about LAFC, though, is that last year was its first year in the league, and since that very first game, the team has been at or near the top of the standings, and every single home game has been a sellout. In a city, you got to remember, where we have the Dodgers and the Lakers, the Clippers too, the Rams and the Chargers. No shortage of big brand sports teams, right? So with that in mind, I took a trip down to LAFC's stadium this week, a figurative stone's throw from downtown and Marketplace World headquarters, to do a little walk and talk.
First of all, welcome to the bank.
Thank you. Is that what you guys call it, the bank?
The bank. Bank of California Stadium. My name's Tom Penn. I'm the president, co-owner of the club. We started this 5 years ago this week.
Wow.
We launched.
Timing is everything.
So, yeah, we're in the grand lobby walking down to the field club. You're about to see the greatest soccer-specific stadium on the planet.
I mean, it is a pretty nice stadium. All the bells and whistles. That field club is a cocktail bar-looking place a couple of yards from the field. You can see it right through the glass doors.
Oh, look at that. They're mowing the lawn. That's not what they're doing. They're doing something else.
That's exactly what they're doing. They are mowing the lawn.
So when you guys started this club, is this what you had in mind? Is this what you thought it would be?
You know, it was interesting. We didn't have to operate at the time when we started it. We always just were about design and envisioning it. So from a physical standpoint, it's exactly what we thought it would be. The performance of the team and the performance of the audience and the rocket ship that we're on as far as being relevant in sports in LA, that is much more than I expected.
So there's a lot to unpack in there, and I'm going to do it anecdotally. I came with my family, I think, like the third or fourth home game that first season last year, and it was already pandemonium here. You had the Northside fan section.
Yep.
It was packed. The environment was unbelievable. How did you do that from a standing start?
You know, it was like a political campaign. Huh. We said our motto was street by street, block by block, one by one. And it really ended up being one by one. We started with about 8 committed supporters at the first event that we did.
Supporter groups or supporters?
Supporters.
Wow.
Henry Wynn and I, Henry was the original managing owner, we put a tweet out that we were going to go watch a game in Santa Monica at a pub.
Yeah.
And 8 people showed up. And I went, whoa, we got a long way to go.
How many years before the first game was that?
That was 3.
Wow.
Roughly 3.
Talk to me about this stadium for a minute. Spitting distance from downtown, next to the Coliseum, clearly an intentional location.
Yeah, we're in the heart of the city, at a place that every Angeleno knows where it is. They know where the Coliseum is. They knew where the sports arena was. We didn't have to explain it. So that was number one. Number two was the land is here.
Yeah.
When you start looking for a soccer-specific venue for 22,000 people, you got to have parking. And you end up needing like 45, 50 acres. And you can't find that in greater Los Angeles. You can't find that anywhere. You drive 60 miles, you still can't find it. And then the building that was here was tired, was old, and absolutely zero, and I mean literally zero complaints about taking that building down. It was time. So so quickly, in a 20-month period of time, we demolished that building and built this one. And you see all the development that's going on around here.
We're going to air this. So it's Monday now. We're talking Monday morning. We're going to air this on Thursday. Game against the Galaxy, the crosstown rivals. I will have to say here for the record, you've never beaten them, right?
We have not. No, they haven't won here either.
how much did it help that you had a soccer fan base to grow on here? You had the Galaxy, you had Chivas. I mean, they folded, but you had the roots.
I actually think it was harmful. The Chivas really? USA. Yeah, the Chivas USA aspect. Well, think about it. When we were coming in, Chivas USA had just spectacularly failed. Unlike any pro sports franchise in any sport, they had dwindled down to where they had about 1,000 to 2,000 fans at each game. It was a completely tarnished brand. It was an experiment that failed. And we were springing into a marketplace where there was a dominant team already that was on its way right then to winning its fifth title in 20 seasons.
Yeah.
They won it. 6 weeks after we were announced, they hoisted the trophy again. So that was pretty long odds, if you think about it. So what we did have in our advantage was this market.
Yeah.
And we had this offering where if we got the land and we set out and we established a good brand, we thought we'd have a chance.
Obviously, you're invested here, so that's going to color your answer. But, you know, I played soccer when I was a kid, and I remember going to Shea Stadium in New York and seeing the New York Cosmos and Shep Messing and Pele and all those guys.
Yeah.
And then it came a cropper, right? Do you think soccer's finally here to stay in this country?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is, for 40 years, soccer was the sport of the future in America, right? It's finally here for a number of different reasons. First is the level of investment that's gone on now. All these soccer-specific stadiums. The world's game has arrived, and it's so much more present on ESPN and on many of the other sports channels, so the proximity to the content is there.
Yeah.
And then there's this millennial audience that's on the rise, has spending power, and they've always known this sport to be here, and millennials want to be citizens of the world, right? And how are you a citizen of the world without being fluent in the world's game? You got to have a club. So there's all that tailwind. There's all that momentum behind us, and we're capitalizing on that in the best market in America.
Tom, thanks a lot. Appreciate
your
time.
Enjoyed it.
Also, the women's national team, right? Got to give them credit as well. Tom walked us through the rest of the stadium behind the scenes, the locker rooms, the really nice seats where people who know people get to sit. You can check it out on our YouTube channel. That is Marketplace APM. Do me a favor, subscribe while you're at it, would you?